Thank you, Master, for the privilege of being in your presence. Thank you, Master, for the privilege of being called your own. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. I ask that not one person will leave you the same way they have come. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise of the precious name. You are holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. It's a privilege to be called his own. It's a privilege to worship in his presence. On this blessed Sunday morning of the month of April. Subject is faith for the blessing of God. Faith. Just to let us know that there is work ongoing in the cooling system, and in a very short time, we'll see the perfection. Because I am looking forward to 8 hours in his presence on Sunday morning. And, And we can do that with a cool atmosphere. So every time it's becoming hot, I'm under pressure because of what I feel. So 8 hours, just look out for it. You'll soon hear of it. Yes. Praise the Lord. Faith for the blessing of God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. It said, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith. Without any doubt, there is a connection, irretrievable connection, irrevocable connection, inextricable connection between faith and the blessing of God. When you follow the way of faith, you end in the place of the blessing. Follow the faith direction, you end in the blessing destination. We saw throughout scripture people like Abraham, we saw in the first service. But in this service, we shall look at the example of the man called Job. Of course, our objective is to understand the faith way to the blessing of God. Job, in Job chapter 14, verse 14, we saw the rugged faith of Job, where he said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Job was a man of very, very rugged, brutal faith. Job was the man of the blessing. In Job chapter 1 and in verse 10, when even Satan was testifying to the blessing of God in the life of Job, he said, hast thou not made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. That was the man called Job, full of faith and full of the blessing. It is not possible to be full of faith and be empty of the blessing. I'm wondering what's going on at the Goodness Gate area. I see an exit in that direction. The Grace Gate. We saw also in recent times the example of the man called Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin was the faith apostle of our generation. Kenneth Hagin was a symbol of the blessing of God. Kenneth Hagin at a point was publishing about it. Over 300 and something thousand volumes of Word of Faith magazine. And distributed them around the world free of charge. It's like the way we go on crusade grounds around the world. Medical treatments free of charge. Welfare food distribution free of charge. And crusades happening without a trace of offering taken. We see the man called Bishop David Oyedepo, apostle of faith in our generation, and also apostle of the blessing of God, supernatural supplies. The question is, what action of faith? How do we walk faith to lead into the realm of the blessing? Because the Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith is an action. Faith is something we do. In the first service, we looked at seven things that can be that are faith actions. Number one, we said that the faith pathway to the blessing includes, number one, the revelation of the promises and provisions of God for His people. You need to know. Please, I'll stay ahead of time. I might not be able to. I'm going to run a bit fast. The promises of God, the provisions of God must be known. Faith begins with what you know. The revelation of the promises and the provisions of God for His people. Number two, we talk about the understanding of God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. If God is going to bless me, I should understand what conditions to meet and what requirements to fulfill. For every divine provision, there are divine human conditions, conditions for man. The understanding of God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. Number three, we talked about the act of obeying divine instructions and conditions for the blessing. There is a tie, a connection between the blessing of God and the instructions of God. Those who are willing and obey, they eat the fruit of the land. Obeying divine instructions and conditions for the blessing. There are many people who are where they are today because there is something they have not heard. And something they haven't done. Number four, we talk about the act of looking away from all but God. Looking away. We saw how the Bible said it is a curse for a man to look up to man. That's Togo right there, where we'll be holding crusade this week. The act of looking away from all but God. It is a curse to look up to a man. A curse to look up to a system. The detail is there. Please, what I'm saying is just a summary. I'd like you to pick up the message. Number five is the action of honoring God consistently with your substance. Not occasionally, consistently. Honoring God with your tithes. Honoring God with your offerings. Honoring God with your givings. Honoring God consistently with your substance. The action. Number six. The action of profuse praise and appreciation. Our Father and the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo said, appreciation is application. Appreciation is application for more. application. The act of appreciation. The action of profuse praise. Let us go further now for this service. 6 other points, but again, I'd like you to go in detail to the points of the first service. Now, number one here, which actually is number 7, is the revelation. Your faith includes number one, the revelation of the bigness of vastness of God. Your revelation of the bigness, if there is such a word, of vastness of God. How vast is your God is a determinant of how big your faith will be. The bigness, the vastness, the El Shaddai-ness of God. The understanding. Understanding how big our God is imparts potency to faith. Psalm 24 and in verse 1 said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world. They that dwell therein. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. There is a song we used to sing in those days. We serve a big, big God. Big, big God. We serve a big, big God. Big, big God. In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have a being. Hallelujah. Big, big God. We serve a big, big God. Big, big God. We serve a big, big God, big, big. We serve a big, big God, big, big. We serve a big, big God, big, big God. In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. Hallelujah. Big, big. Hallelujah! 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 Some of us are praying with the mindset of the bigness of God. How do you go all the way to Pakistan without knowing that God is big? All the way to Pakistan. I thought you would just flash on the Pakistan clip. How do you go all the way there? On our landing at the airport, I told my wife, I said, do you know the borders of this country, the largest border, Afghanistan, next one Iran, and they themselves are Pakistan. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's their largest border, India to the south, Iran is on the other side. China on the top, somewhere there. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you go there and then have a crusade? That the GO, we were talking with that the GO yesterday. People are sitting on the ground. He said, when you have crowd that the camera cannot see the end. That was what that the GO said. How do you go there and you are calm knowing that you serve a big God? And then you give food free of charge. You give medicine free of charge. You paid your airfare there. And you return back and you didn't take an offering on the crusade. You didn't take one dime. You took nothing out of the country. all this was distributed. Eh? Over 700 buses were paid for to bring people from different parts of the country. Not 70. Not 100. In Kaduna, we rented 700 buses. Here, multiplied by 7. In Kaduna, 100 buses. Here, you multiply by 7. Do you understand what I'm talking about? How do you do like that? And then you are now talking of Togo, Accra, Togo, Ghana, United Kingdom in 1 month. Be God. Be God. It was Reinhard Bonnke who said, I don't plan according to the size of my pocket. I plan according to the size of his pocket. Hey! Hey! Many of us, we make our plans according to the size of our budget, according to the size of our pocket. But you can make your plans if that plan has its root in God and make it according to the size of his pocket. Let's just saw Ghana there. Get ready, Togo, get ready. This week, the nations shall be flooded with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Lift your hands and say, I serve a big God. I serve a big, 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 big God. And he can meet all my needs. Shout the loudest, amen. The revelation of the bigness of God. Number two. The faith pathway number two here, or number eight now, is the understanding of God's purpose for the blessing. When you understand the purpose of God for the blessing, it tears your faith. That God is not trying to release the blessing for materialistic purposes. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2 and 3, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I am not trying to bless you to turn you into a container. I am blessing you to turn you into a channel. I am not trying to bless you to turn you into a reservoir. I am blessing you to make you a flowing river. A blessing that does not flow is a curse. I am not trying to bless you so you can know how much you can keep. I am trying to bless you so you can know how much you can release and impact on your world. My blessing to you is not for the purpose of income. It's for the purpose of impact. When you know, please take your seat, that God wants to pass something to you that is beyond you. What God gives me monthly, the widow's money is inside. The orphan's money is inside. Family money is inside. Crusade money is inside. Church planting money is inside. Ask my wife, she will tell you that my money is the least inside it. What enters my hand, I can't spend 1% of it on myself. To buy what shoe or shirt, all the shoe and the things I'm wearing, I was given. Without asking for it. Who has time to ask? Is it not if you ask time before you ask for things? So you have time before you can ask. Who has the time to ask? Some people say, I brought you a shoe. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not aware. So you have not worn my shoe. I said, I'm sorry. There are shoes there that I have not opened. No time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I know that there are people's lives that are tied to what is entering my hands, what is entering my hand must arrive. There are destinies tied. Crusade ministries are tied. Kingdom assignment is tied. 2 days ago, I told our account officer, I said, don't pay the airfare for anybody going for the Togo Crusade and Ghana Crusade. I want to handle, that is for those that the church will pay for. They have a team that will have to go ahead, equipments, instruments, transmission and communication and all those kind of people. About 11 or 12 are meant to go tomorrow. And you can count the airfare in millions that is to go and come to do two countries. And I said to them, I would like to handle it. So tomorrow the first batch, about 11 people will be traveling and there will be a plane to pick them. Do you understand what I'm saying? And take them there like chief executives. Huh? No, boarding passes and that, checking. It's show up and fly. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That has to be done. When the crusade is finishing in Togo, in Lome, Togo, there will not be enough time to do this and that and that. So something has to be ready for people to move on the spot. They will move like that also from there. All that does not happen with speaking in tongues only. You speak in cash. God knows that this is needed. And that the world must be plowed. He knows. So it must come. So we must understand the purpose. If what you are thinking of is how the kind of house to build and this and all that is centering on yourself, try and find yourself the money. But if what you are thinking about is how the kingdom is going to move, Berlin, Germany, 1 year anniversary. Congratulations to you in Berlin. That's right. Hallelujah. And if that is all, but when you understand that there is a purpose behind the blessing, and you are ready to run with the purpose, there is no devil that can cut your supply. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Shout the Lord must amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Understanding God's purpose for the blessing. Number 3, which translates to number 9. Did I give you any passage there? Genesis 12, verse 12 to 3. Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3. God spoke to Cyrus. And then in verse 13, he said, verse 3, he said, I'll go before, I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. And verse 13, he said, I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct his ways, and he shall build my city. That is, I'm going to give Cyrus hidden riches so he can build my city. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, he said, thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. For what purpose? So you can just acquire materials. No. He said that he may establish his covenant. That he may establish his covenant in the earth, which he swear unto thy fathers. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number 3 is accepting responsibility for the blessing. Your faith is a faith that accepts responsibility for the blessing of God. That is, taking action on
scriptural responsibilities or scriptural demands for the blessing. Taking action. Scriptural demands. Walking the walks that guarantee the blessing. Deuteronomy 28:8 says, the Lord shall command the blessing on your storehouses and in all that setteth thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So, meaning that God does not bless lazy people. God does not bless lazy people. God does not bless idle people. Whether you are lazy at the place of work or lazy in scripture. Responsibility is the way to possibility. You accept the scriptural responsibility, you see practical possibilities. Responsibilities in giving. Responsibilities in serving God. You shall serve the Lord your God, he shall bless your bread and your water. Exodus 23:25. Responsibilities in soul winning, in touching lives, you accept the responsibility and you see the blessing. Deuteronomy 26:12. Isaac sowed in that land. Genesis 26:12. Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord does not bless lazy people. The Lord does not bless idle people. He blessed Isaac because Isaac walked. He accepted responsibility. Accepting the responsibility for the blessing of God. Number four, is the total separation of life unto God. The total separation of one's life unto God. Psalm 1:1-3. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. There are anti-blessing, note this now, anti-blessing associations, locations, and possibly occupations. Anti-blessing. There are associations around your life that will make it impossible for the blessing to reach you. The ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly can't be blessed. The man who stands in the way of sinners can't be blessed. The man who sits in the seat with scornful people, attackers of God and attackers of the gospel, you are comfortable in seat with them, you can't be blessed. So there are anti-blessing associations, anti-blessing locations. I just saw London, England.
will be with you this month. Powerful. Hallelujah.
Anti-blessing
locations.
Maybe you may need to move from a particular house or neighborhood because the kind of people you live with there make it impossible for God to change your life.
There are anti-blessing occupations.
That kind of job that make you to lie for your boss.
To lie on his behalf.
That kind of job that put you permanently in the assignment that is iniquitous.
Is contrary to the blessing. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2. Verse 1 actually. God said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Where you are, my blessing can't reach you. But I want to take you out so you can be blessed. This is very, very important. Many people say they are waiting for God. God says, I am waiting for you.
I am waiting for God. God says, I am the one waiting for you. For as long as you have surrounded yourself with this kind of people,
you won't see any result. I'm waiting for you. The total separation of life unto God. That means there are businesses you cannot touch. There are monies you can't touch. Number 5 is the action of being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. That action.
The action of being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged.
That was what God told Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to verse 3. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. And thou shall be a blessing. Proverbs 11, 25 to 24.
24 to 25. There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth.
And there is he that withholdeth more than his meat, but he tendeth to poverty.
The liberal soul shall be made fat,
and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
See, there are channels of the blessing that people don't know.
Being a blessing to the less privileged, especially to your world. Let me tell you something. One day, a great man of God, an evangelist, went to do a crusade, massive crusade. You know, a crusade is costly. He did almost millions of dollars, adverts, all manner of everything he spent. Crusade was a flop. You know the profit, the greatest dividend of crusade is mass of souls won for eternity. It fulfills you even if you spent $1 million, because what shall it profit a man if you gain the world? And look, one soul is more than the world. This man spent so much and it was a total flop. He laid prostrate in the hotel on the floor, crying and saying, Lord, what happened? What did I do wrong? And God said, you know those ministers that I told you to send to put on allowance monthly that you started but stopped? That is the reason for this. He had placed, God instructed him, some pastors, like rural, like village, kind of. He started and stopped. He said, that is the reason for it. Wow. You know, in the course of this service, like I told you earlier, there are some people for whose reason money must enter our hands. Not for because of us, but because they will be stranded if we don't have. I placed a certain people on a salary, a monthly allowance. And then I realized that I forgot that I had not done monthly as I was to do as we stepped into this year. When I got to know, you know what I did? I did it in arrears. What I was to pay once, I paid it double. As I am talking now, there are ministers of the gospel. Some have aged, retired from work, that I have the passion. Some are already on a monthly salary from my pocket. Because they have served their generation. And instead of regretting in the evening of their lives that they wasted their earlier years, let somebody rise and be to their rescue. Somebody made a mistake that almost ran him out of life and destiny. Made a mistake. He entered into a wrong relationship. Marital relationship. Wrong in every definition of wrong. Kind of wrong where you leave your wife and move in with another person. Do you understand that kind of wrong? Everything shut down. Every single thing died. The only thing left was life. Voice gone, impact gone, everything gone. He returned back to his senses. He wants to make a U-turn. Really, you want? Congratulations. Quick. What is the bill of relocation? What is the bill of resettlement? What is the bill of starting afresh? That bill was sent. 7 zeros. Sent. To rescue a destiny that has other destinies tied. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you come to the point. One pastor told me, he said, how I wish you were up. The times some people like this had their own problems and it cost them their lives. He mentioned people. He said, if you were there, then maybe those ones wouldn't have died. Because they came to the point of U-turn and nobody to help. The past. You will fulfill your days. 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 The Lord shall bless you and make you a blessing to your generation. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers amen. The action of being a blessing. Once you understand this and you consciously become a blessing, you will realize you have come to a point where you are like an ocean that never dries. A river that never dries. Because God will ensure that you are equipped. You are well equipped to flow to your generation. Well equipped.
to flow like a river to your generation. The action of being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. And finally, it is the action of positive announcements and declarations of the blessing. Positive announcements and declarations. There is a lot about faith and what we say, what you announce. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20. See what he said. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. What is coming out of your mouth affects your satisfaction in life, affects your filling up, your fullness in life. And then verse 21 now said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Which means curses and blessing are tied to your tongue. How you speak determines how you will fare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, Numbers 14, 28, the Bible says, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. As truly as I live, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. As truly as I live. If you say that Nigeria is tough and nobody can make it in this country except the no people, it is unto you according to your faith. If you say that your God shall supply your needs, not according to the economy of your nation, but according to his riches in glory, it shall be to you according to your faith. Hallelujah. One day, I was talking to somebody, and I said, there is nothing we need that we cannot buy. He shook his head. He said, what? I've never heard anybody make such a statement. There is nothing we need that we cannot get. Neatly, cleanly, genuinely. You don't talk like that because you have billions in your account. You talk like that because of the God you are connected to. Hey! He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. He said to somebody, he told someone, that those people are very rich. He said, there is nothing they want they cannot buy. Yeah. My God shall supply all my needs. Have you read Psalm 84, verse 11 before? The Lord God is your son and your shield. He will give grace and glory, no good thing. Will he hold back from them that walk? Did I read it from Pidgin English last time? No good thing will he hold back. Maybe you can please let me see. Now the Lord be our protector and glorious king. Where they bless us with kindness and honor. In not they refuse anything good to those where they do waiting the right. Do you see that, eh?
He know they refuse anything good to those where they do waiting their right. You want make he give you waiting their right? You want make him give you waiting their good? Do waiting their right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. That is the basis of such statement. If it is needed and God has it, it is available. If it is available with God, it is accessible by me. It's accessible. We can take it. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this frequency of the blessing in the month of April. If we can go through the 6 points we did in the second service, then we are done this morning. First of all, you must understand the bigness of your God. How big? What? Are you serving a tiny God or a God you can put in your pocket like some people put their God in their pocket? They gave somebody his God to put in the pocket to protect him. He went to the river. The God drowned in the river. He is missing God. He entered the river. His protection disappeared. The revelation of the bigness or the vastness of God. The second is the understanding of God's purpose. I am not just being blessed to acquire materials for materialistic purpose. I am to be a blessing. Let me tell you.
Even if God gave you billions and you use those billions to establish industries, production institutions, and organizations that employ millions. If the only reason why you wanted the resources is to wipe out unemployment, do you know that is being a blessing to your generation? I am not looking for money for more houses. Let me establish institutions, structures, organizations that will give livelihood to homes. Let 10,000 families have monthly salary. Let's begin to think in that light. Even in Zambia, you can think like that. And in Ghana, you can think like that. And in Togo, you can think like that. And London Central, you can think like that. And escape all forms of Londonitis. Hallelujah.
And then we talked about accepting responsibilities.
You have to do something. Do what the scripture says. Work with your hands.
And then we talked about
separate your life unto God. Associations, locations, occupations that may deprive you of what God wants to do in your life.
And then we talked about
being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. And then we talked about positively announcing. Don't ever declare scarcity. Declare, decree abundance. It's a new day for you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Can you wave your hands and give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise? A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.
Take your seat 1 minute. Yes, Zambia is screaming because they heard their name. And Togo too. Hallelujah. And Ghana and London. London, they are waving their hands at the sound of Londonitis. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Can you show the Greek crusade? I call this crusade church dedication. This is one of the things that God leads us to do with what he puts in our hands. The Giri Church was dedicated yesterday. Last night. Looks like a crusade, isn't it?
Thank you.
Give the Lord a praise. Of the little that God gives to us, things like this, myself, my wife, my family, the Kaduna Crusade, and those kind of things are the things, the blessings that comes our way. Out of them, these things are done. And here, how many of us, if we have 1 million people here, 1 million people around the world, who have substance and put up churches like this in remote villages, in places. You have 1 million churches built. Even if they are built and there are no people inside yet, the Lord will put the people inside. Everything we do to preach the gospel, everything we do to pray in intercession, to preach and to give for crusades and to plant churches and to build them for the expansion of the kingdom, they are attractions of the blessing. I want to encourage every one of us. As this evangelistic drive and revival is going on, we are in Togo this month, and in Ghana this month, and in the United Kingdom this month. Don't be left behind. I said in the first service that there are two things you cannot miss when you go on assignment for God. Divine presence, divine provision. What will you need in life if God is with you and God provides for you? What else would you want out of life? And they went and God went with them. That's divine presence. Acts 16 verse 20. And then Luke 22, 35. When I sent you without post or script, lacked anything, they said nothing. That is divine provision. Squad 1000. Please let's send out the message for the meeting tomorrow evening by 6 p.m. Sharp meeting, not more than 1 hour, where we shall be looking at our progress so far as we step into the second quarter. We also have a reception for the souls of March that are won in the foyer after the service. But this time, we're going to do two things. We're going to pray for souls, and then we're going to celebrate a few minutes, and then we'll receive the blessing. Somebody bless you and say amen. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of amen. Well, lift up your two hands and thank the Lord for his word today. Lift your hands and say after me, say Father. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say Father, thank you. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for a day like this. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to me today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Wherever you are this afternoon, morning still, it's so hot I thought it was afternoon. Lift up your hands. Everywhere you are this morning, in need of surrender to Jesus. Forgiveness for sins. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You want your sins forgiven. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward, ever backward, never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.